A footy update with Terry Wallace for your locally owned and locally run mighty helpful Mitre 10. A very good morning to Terry Wallace.
Good morning, Bruce. I'll actually be having a Bendigo at QE2 Oval tomorrow for a bit of a chat. So, looking forward to getting up to Bendigo again.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to catching up with you at the Queen Elizabeth Oval. Hey, as far as, and I won't ask you a tip here, but there's a big game happening tonight at part of the AFL International Cup at the Wade Street Ground, the Golden Square Football Ground. I understand that you've seen a few of the players.
Yeah, I think it's India-Pakistan tonight, but certainly they all were on the MCG last week and all in their national colours. It was absolutely magnificent and great to see the game growing.
All right, well, if it's free admission, so that's tonight at the Wade Street Oval. Also happening tonight, and more locally as far as the AFL is concerned, Western Bulldogs and GWS Giants at the Etihad Stadium.
Yeah, a ripping game, Bruce. This is an absolute beauty. Last year's preliminary final, which went down to the wire, they played earlier on the year and that went down to the wire. So I'm hoping that we get that sort of game again tonight. I'm actually tipping the GWS to win. I'm hoping the Bulldogs get a result, but I think GWS have got a more balanced team in. There's been a few of the doggies have been lost out of that that back line. So GWS for me, just quickly having a look at Saturday's games. I think Sydney will be too strong for Fremantle. I think we could just lock that one away. Geelong don't lose too often at home down there, and particularly to the Tigers. I think I was coaching the last time that there's a Tiger victory down at Geelong, and that was a while ago. But I think Richmond will break that hoodoo and get a victory this time around. I think Brisbane will be too strong for the Gold Coast at the Gabba and get off the bottom of the ladder. Adelaide, I think, can beat Essendon. It's a tricky game, but Essendon got a couple of their stars out, so I think Adelaide can get a result there, and West Coast will do as they normally do. They win at home, but they seem not to be able to win anywhere else. So the West Coast Eagles in the other Saturday night game.
Okay, going to Sunday?
Sunday's games, I think Melbourne and St Kilda is very much a 50-50 game. I'm going the Demons. I can understand if you think the Saints are going to win because it really is a tight one. I think Hawthorn should beat North down in Tassie. I think that they can get a result. The last game, again, if you're two or three behind, it gives Collingwood a chance. If you're one or two in front, I'd be going Port Adelaide. I think that they'll bounce back after last week at home on Adelaide Oval. I think that they can get the result. They were much too strong for Collingwood about 8 to 10 weeks ago at the MCG. So I'm tipping Port Adelaide. But yes, I said, if you're three or four behind and you're tipping and you're wanting to pick one up late, you could very much go Collingwood. So that's my tips for this week, Bruce.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Terry. And we may see you at the QEO tomorrow. Otherwise, next week.
Yeah, good as gold, and we'll do it all again then, and have a great weekend to all your listeners.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Terry Wallace, a footy update for your nearest mighty helpful Mitre 10. Visit mitre10.com.au.